KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County and 5201-KFI in L.A. County. This story about the lady with the septuplets, that's kind of an interesting deal. Seven kids took a fertility drug. I don't know why fertility drugs are taken. Is it because they have tried countless times and all of a sudden, boom, it works? Jesus, it would seem to me, and I don't know much about the process, that if you're taking a fertility drug because you have been unable to conceive, so as a last desperate ditch effort to have kids, you down a bunch of fertility drug pills, and the next thing you know, wow, there's 15 of them in there. That's rough. That's a rough thing to have to put a woman through, don't you think? Why not adopt? Seven kids that are your own versus one without your genetic imprint. It seems like one without the genetic imprint would make up for the seven that are 2 pounds. I mean, these things are like they're small fish. They're not even, are they fully developed human beings? They look like shrimp cocktail. That's what she had. She had seven shrimp cocktails. And the reason for this is because they wanted children. This is, I don't know. If you have a thought on that, I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. Also, about this peppermint pig thing that's going on. Apparently, peppermint pigs symbolize the Victorian belief in good luck. And family went out and ate a peppermint pig, and there was some stomach disorder having to do with that. Also, Yule logs and what you're willing to spend on those. We want to get your thoughts on that this year. And have you started planting? This is, what month is this now, Jonah? This is November. So have you started planting for the spring harvest? We want to know what you're going to be growing this year and find out just exactly what the spring harvest is going to bear. Also, we have been getting our entries in celebrity lettuce picking. We're going to go out to a field in Oxnard, and we're going to pick cucumbers and celery with Clint Eastwood, who has signed up to be our celebrity this year. Celebrity lettuce picking on the Phil Henry Show. Get in your cards and your letters, and the address is 610 South Ardmore, Los Angeles, 90005. Here is Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
You were talking about the lady in Iowa who had given birth to seven children.
Yeah.
You know, I followed this story all day long. I was listening to your news and to a lot of people talking about it, and I got to tell you that I am so completely irritated, you know, with this woman.
You're irritated.
I'm just very irritated. I'm tired of hearing about this woman who took a bunch of fertility pills or fertility medication just so she can have her seven kids. And the question is, why would any woman want to have seven children? It's understandable if you want to have one child, but why would she want to have seven children?
I don't know, and that's really what I'm trying to answer too. You know, most families are content with one.
Most families content with one. Most families are content with two, and maybe she would be content with seven children, or maybe a family be content with seven children one at a time. But why would any woman be such a glutton for punishment that she would want to have seven babies all at once?
I don't have the answer to that. excuse me. I don't have the answer to that. I know a lot of people like big families, and they like to have lots of kids. But why she puts her body through that?
I mean, the answer to the question, she's selfish. She wants to make sure she has enough kids so that she can get some kind of a tax break. Because these people get tax breaks. They get government breaks. So that when they have these children, the government gives them a break on their taxes.
I don't know how that works. How does that work?
Well, I mean, what it is, a write-off.
Oh, a write-off. Okay. So the right, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, sir.
That's all right.
So the write-off, in other words, is in all seven kids, That's how you get your tax break. Is that it?
That's right. And what these families do is they go out, they have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids. They get the tax break, and they don't give a damn about the kid. You gotta understand. They don't care about what happens to the child. All they want to do is make sure they get a tax break. Now she's got this. She's got this 7 kids that she gave birth to. They all. You said it right there. They all weigh 2 pounds. They look like shrimp cocktail. They don't look like they're gonna last much longer than the day. Everybody's praying for these babies. You know, I don't want to see a child die. But in this case, I would make an exception because I am so irritated with hearing about this woman and her 7 damn kids, and we hope they pull through that all 7 of these kids one of these days are going to be on a welfare roll.
Well, I don't know about a welfare roll. I don't know anything about the family.
Well, obviously they have the 7 kids for a reason. Why do you think they have 7 kids?
Well, I don't know that they're going to be on a welfare roll. I mean, they're going to be...
Why did they have 7 kids? They obviously need the money. They need some kind of assistance somehow.
Well, I don't have the answer to that. Why would they have 7 kids so that they could get welfare money, but then the welfare money is going to go to feed the kids?
Well, you don't know that. I mean, what I'm saying here is, quite simply, you were right. The woman was irresponsible. She took a bunch of drugs just so she could have 7 kids. And I don't know if she's Indian or she's one of these Hispanics where they're breeding like rabbits, but they always like to have a lot of kids. But my curiosity is that why she do this and put the taxpayers through it. That's my point.
All right. 1-800-5. That's a good point. I think 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County, Newport on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello there.
Yes.
This is an ego thing for this woman. In other words, you know, you got 7 kids. The whole world is focused on you. You can pick up a paper in France. You can pick up a paper in Bangladesh, and her picture is going to be on it. She'll get a free house. She'll get a van donated to her.
How will she get a free house?
She'll get a van donated by
her. How will she get a free house?
She got a free house.
How'd she do that?
Because they've already been making offers of giving her a free house because she's living in only a 2-bedroom house.
Oh,
right now.
She got a free damn house?
The whole thing is she's going to get all these things for free. She's going to get a free minivan, everything like that. She's going to be the center of attention. That's what this is about. It's ego.
Well, then, you know, if that's the case, Mr. Henry, if she's getting free things, then the state should step in.
What are you talking about?
I think the state should step in and take those children away from this woman because it's obvious that she did it for that kind of self-aggrandizing attention, in which case I don't think she's a responsible, a fit mother.
Take the kids away from her? I mean, I don't think you go that far, do you?
I think you do. She's got a free damn house. She's getting free this, free that. Everything is free. And like I said, she's going to get on a welfare roll. She's going to cheat at that, too. You take those children away from that woman.
All right, here is Laguna Beach on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes, Phil. Your show is interesting as usual. And what I'd like to comment on, I mean, you tell me, why do people need to have any more than 3 kids? I mean, my mom and dad did a very good job, and we have 3 kids. And I...
How do you know they did a good job?
Well, I think they've raised us in a very good manner. And the thing I would like to know is, why do people out there need to have any more than 3 kids?
Okay, thanks. Maybe we'll get an answer to that question, sir. But I hope not. Here's San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
San Diego, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
Fantastic.
You an Indian?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you right now.
Are you an Indian?
Hello?
Are you an Indian?
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Well, we're all from someplace.
Are you an Indian, for Christ's sake, is what I asked you.
No, I'm not.
Go ahead, Phil.
All right. So what you calling for, ma'am?
Oh, I'm calling because...
calm down, sir.
I think it's the doctor that puts the 7 fertile eggs in the woman. It's probably not even the parents. They probably didn't know they were having 7 eggs when they...
Give me a break. You don't think she knew she was she wanted 7 babies?
Well, the same thing happened to my sister, and she got 3, and she lost them all. And she's devastated, and it's the doctor's fault. And she's married to a doctor, so you don't have to be... You don't have to have connections to have malpractice.
She asked him to put the words in there.
Why am I talking to this fellow when I called?
I'm a listener who called in, and I started the topic. I get to talk.
Well, we try to get our listeners interacting with each other. His point is that
I'm outraged because she asked to have the eggs put in her. Why are you blaming the doctor?
Well, because the doctor should discuss with the patients how many eggs are probable to be born and how many the family can actually take care of and afford.
Well, did she think to ask him? No.
Yeah, the doctor, they do it all when the woman's under anesthetic.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am?
What?
Do you have any kids?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many eggs?
Three.
Three eggs? They all hatched?
Unfortunately, yes.
They all hatched, so.
Yeah, because I'd like to have more, but I'm not.
If you want to do it all over again, would you make an omelet out of them?
You know, I can't understand.
He said if you had it to do over again, would you make an omelet out of those three eggs instead of have them born as children?
You know, I prefer that you would take more.
That was his question. I mean,
intellectual and stimulating conversation. That's not.
Well, no,
know,
it's a good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. Would you rather have turned your three eggs into an omelet than have had them born?
Oh, I have the most wonderful kids. I love them.
Ma'am, are you calling me stupid?
No, I'm calling you rude and insensitive and
ill-advised. You blame the doctor. I call that rude and insensitive. Why are the women smart enough to know how many eggs she's getting put inside of her?
Because the doctor should know how many are fertilized and that he shouldn't put more than a... She's still young. She's 29. She has like 10 more years to become pregnant.
If you
become pregnant.
Questions, then you should ask the doctor.
You know what? I'm in my car trying to my battery.
Yeah, I know your battery's running out.
I got to save time to call my little babies. Okay.
Call when you get work.
All right, thanks. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 521. All right, thanks so much, sir. Yeah, Jonah, give him a T-shirt or something, will you?
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Help me.
And the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 521-KFI in L.A. County. Talking about the lady that had the six kids. Six or seven, Jonah? Seven. Septuplets. Sep. Is that seven or six? Seven or six? I don't know. It's I think it's seven. It's seven. And as such, creating quite a stir. All of the kids weigh about 2 pounds. They must, I don't know what they look like. I don't know what you, what do you dress a 2-pound kid in? Do you wrap them in a paper towel? Do you put them in a coffee filter? They don't have clothes that small. I don't know what you do with that. We're taking phone calls and your reaction to that. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Let's go to Alhambra on KFI AM 640. Hello.
How are you doing tonight, Phil?
Good.
I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you, sir.
My take on this deal with the woman is that the gentleman mentioned that she's probably an Indian or something, and I think he was referring to the continent of India, and that is a country where they like to have a lot of these babies, but the question is who's going to take care of them, and that's what really, you know, gets under my skin.
Well, what if the family can take care of them?
No. There's no way that you're going to be able to medical bills and everything else. There's no way that these Indians can take care of their children, so... It's a question that I...
What do you mean, these Indians? Are you talking about Native Americans?
No, sir. I'm talking about these... The ones that live over in the
subcontinent of India, the country?
Yes, sir. And I don't say... And they love to have these babies, and that's the whole thing that they like to do.
All right, hold on the line here. You're in Alhambra. Let's go to Corona on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi. I'm calling about the caller that called a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
It seems like everybody keeps talking about, everybody keeps saying that these people are Mexican or, you know, keep talking about the...
Could you turn your radio down, please?
Okay, they keep talking about the ethnic background of these people. First of all, everybody needs to get their facts straight. If they would pick up and read a newspaper once in a while or just watch the news, they would understand what's going on. And
well, I don't understand why these Indians have to have as many children as they have.
It has nothing to do with that. These people can if they can provide for their kids, that's all that matters.
If they can provide for their children, why do they have to have free houses and clothing, and they've been given food?
That's just the generosity of people that want to help these people. What is wrong with that?
Well, ma'am, how can
people? What is wrong with that? And then this other guy that had called earlier and is saying, you know, they should give the kids to the state. Where is this guy coming from? He's just jealous because he couldn't probably take advantage of the state. That's the problem.
Well, he was talking about tax breaks. Am I right about that? Are you a mother?
Yes, I am a mother.
So you get tax breaks with kids, right?
Yes, but
well, Phil, let me speak to that, Phil, because I was an accountant for 30 years, and they're going to get one whale of a tax break, I'll tell you that.
That has nothing. You people aren't understanding the point.
You.
These people didn't ask for the seven kids. They were given this drug, this fertility drug, and it happened.
No, she planned on having seven kids so that this year they wouldn't have to pay any income tax. And they won't have to pay any taxes for the next 3 years as the result of these seven things being born.
What do you mean seven things?
Well, that's all they are right now, just things. They're not fully developed.
They're not developed?
No, sir, they're not.
All right, ma'am. Are you there? Are you listening to your radio?
Yes, I'm listening.
Are you listening to the radio?
No, I'm not listening to the radio.
Okay. So you're saying, sir, that they won't pay taxes?
No, sir. No taxes for the next 3 years.
Well, there you go. There's one idea as to why they have so many kids. All right, thanks for calling, ma'am.
Yeah.
1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. Chino on KFI. Well, Chino is... Yeah, Chino. Hello, you're on KFI AM 640.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. I want to call up because, you know, I've been ticked off about this whole thing from the start. A lady sat there when she came, when the news got out, she said she kept it a secret because she wanted to keep it in the hands of God. Okay, now, if she was keeping it in the hands of God, she wouldn't have had artificial insemination. Okay, I mean, you know, I don't understand these people. You know, I'm the father of twins, okay, that were produced.
Was your wife artificially inseminated?
No, she was not. She was inseminated by me. Straight, natural, God-given gift that I had.
In what manner?
What do you mean? The normal manner.
Oh, all right. I thought you said it was done in a laboratory.
No, no, no. It was done in my bedroom. And, you know, that's
the case. But who is the father?
I'm the father.
He's the father.
But, you know, these people sit there and they take these infertility drugs or fertility drugs or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Then they put out a litter of six kids.
Well, that's what I figure. I mean, you take these drugs and pretty soon, boom, you know, something explodes inside your gut.
Yeah.
And here come the kids are just dropping out like grapes from a grapevine.
You know, me and my wife work. I work on the side besides my job. You know, and I mean, we live paycheck to paycheck. But I mean, and we make over $100,000 a year.
We got a caller here. This is an interesting question. You hold on there, sir, and
sure.
Chino, hold on. Go over here to Seal Beach. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, a question that the other guy asked that I wanted to have answered. Are they technically human beings yet?
What do you, why?
Well, I know it sounds funny, but they're not fully developed yet. They're still fetuses, right?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's getting into the abortion deal.
Yeah, that's the whole deal.
I mean, can they live on their own?
Are they living on their own? Are they still fetuses? You can technically still kill them.
I don't think you can.
I think you can.
I don't think so.
Yes, I do.
All right, sir, thank you for your call. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. They're premature. Am I right about that? And as such, as being premature babies, are they fully developed people, or are they still fetuses, which could be, my understanding is, you could put them legally, you just wrap them up and throw them away, can't you? Well, isn't that what the abortion law says? I don't know. You got it, baby. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry show, and our number 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in L.A. County. We got Harvey Wireman to join us, an attorney at law who can clear up the technical question as to whether these children, and I say children in quotes, these septuplets born to the couple in Iowa are technically human beings because they were born so premature. They are about 2 pounds apiece. They're barely recognizable as human beings. Harvey, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Can you give us the legal status and standing of these fetuses?
Well, I went to the law library, and precedent has been set on this. And this was a case in the state of Georgia, Williams versus the state of Georgia, in 1971, where a premature baby was born. The child was 3 months premature, was very unformed, weighed about a pound and a half. And the family wanted to kill the child because they didn't feel that the child would survive. And they were granted the right through this legal action by the State Court of Appeals there in Georgia. Now, what you're dealing with are these fetuses that this woman gave birth to. I don't believe the eyes are even open yet, so technically they are still fetuses. And you could technically view them as such, but that would be up to the courts.
All right, let's go to Hesperia on KFI AM 640. Hello.
No, he does not know California law. They've passed the trimester.
You're talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Well, sir, I am citing a Supreme Court case, so I don't know what you mean about California law.
Well, once they pass this first...
This is a federal court we're talking about.
Well, once they pass the trimester, then they are a living unit.
They may be a living unit. Are they technically a human being? Their eyes are not even open yet.
Yes, their eyes are open.
They're malformed. They don't look like human beings.
They are human beings.
They don't. According to who? Are you some religious person?
Yes, I am. But...
Okay, there you go. I get it. It's a religious nut. I'm talking about law, sir. I don't know about religion.
Well, you don't have to call him a nut. Okay.
All right, I apologize for that, but I can't play that religion thing, okay?
I'm not going to be religious.
They are
living, breathing units. I'm not calling them kids. I'm saying units.
On their own? Are they breathing on their own?
Sometimes.
How do you know, sir?
I have been in the same situation with a premature child.
I don't know what you're talking about because you don't know about this case. So you have no idea whether...
My daughter was born at a pound nine.
You don't know about this case, so you don't know whether they're breathing on their own. And your daughter was born at a pound nine?
Yes.
How old is she now?
She's 15.
You could have technically killed her.
You are... Yeah, I could at times, but
well,
you're wrong.
When she was a pound and a half, you could have had her killed. You could have... Technically, you could have thrown her away.
No.
Thrown her away?
Right, because at that stage they are technically refuse. You can wipe them off of a napkin.
You are sick.
No, sir, I am not. I'm telling you the truth. Look at what are you telling me this is a human being when it looks like it ought to be in cocktail sauce?
Okay.
This is not even a Dr. Kevorkian.
Once they pass the trimester, you cannot dispose of it.
What's with this trimester? What school does he go to anyway?
That's just trimester, not semester. All right, anyway, thank you very much. Let's go on to Carlsbad on KFI AM 640. Hello. Carlsbad, hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am?
Yes, I've got a chart here on the average AFTC grant, and this family is nine persons, right, plus they had other children.
What's AFTC?
On AFTC.
What is that?
For 10 persons in
Wait a minute. What is AFDC?
Aid to Families with Dependent Children.
What is that? What is that?
That's welfare that you're talking about.
Oh, that's
about.
Welfare.
People
make babies on the welfare?
No, they do not.
That's what they're
The
doing.
Average grant is very small. The average grant is much less than this because there's other sources of income such as shared housing or whatever. On the grant, they're expected to provide housing, clothing, and other
things. May I interrupt you from your speech? May I interrupt you from your speech, ma'am?
Of 10.
So that I can ask a question.
Hey, lady, can we ask you a question?
Sure.
All right, the gentleman wants to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Harvey Wireman. How are you?
I can't understand you.
My name is Harvey Wireman. How are you?
How old am I?
How are you?
I am fine, but I'm angry because you're distorting facts.
Ma'am, I'm not distorting any facts. I wanted to ask you who
you're
is...
You're saying people have babies to get welfare, and
That's
it's not
exactly
true.
Right. They have babies to get welfare.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
If they are, they're not making much money.
Well, they're making a hell of a lot. Who is
and you, they are expected to feed a family of 10
right.
on $1,196 a month.
Well, they
that's to provide food, housing, clothing, and other expenses, such as bus fare, etc.
Who is Grant?
This is from the state of California, a chart that's been
out who's Grant, for God's
on public
sake,
assistance figures.
Please listen to me.
What?
Please listen to me. Won't you listen?
Could you live as a unit of 10 persons in a household on $1,196 a month and provide for everybody's needs?
My ex-wife.
And the difference between 9 and 10 children, or 9 persons in a unit, is only $84.
Stop the pain. Please stop the pain.
All right, thank you for your call, ma'am.
Well, I didn't understand a thing that man was saying.
He's in serious...
And so impossible to listen to.
You know, I wish you were a fetus so I could wipe you off a napkin.
Good night.
Thank you. I love you.
1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County.
Hey, Phil.
Well, I don't know who that was, but anyway. Let's go over here to Nevada on KFI AM 640. Hello. Nevada? Nevada's gone. Let's go over to Upland on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I just kind of wanted to point out the fact that there's this argument going on about whether or not they're, human or whatever. And, I mean, they were born from a human. That makes them human, doesn't it?
They're not even recognizable things.
But it doesn't matter. They're not going to turn into a chicken or a dog. They're going to turn into a human.
Yeah, but they haven't turned into one yet.
Well, what are they going to turn into?
Well, they ain't turned into it yet.
But what are they going to turn into?
They may not.
Okay.
They may die. They may, I don't know what you do with something like that. You wrap it in a napkin, you put it in the refrigerator. What do you do with it?
You put it in an incubator and you wait for it to mature.
Well, yeah, you can put it in an incubator. You can put it in the glove compartment of your car. You can do a lot of things with it. But is it human?
Yes.
How? You said it hasn't even developed into one yet.
Right, but it's going to.
Not if it doesn't live. Right now, it's just a thing.
You're talking about these septuplets the woman had.
That's right. They're just things, and they haven't even... These things are in serious or critical condition right now.
Yeah, I don't argue that at all. I'm
when
just saying that
to these things,
they're not going to mature and turn into cats. They're going to mature and turn into humans.
If they live,
so they
right
are
now,
human.
They're just things. They're practically brain dead. They're on machines. It's like that movie, The Brain That Wouldn't Die. I mean, I'm serious. If I squeezed their heads, how much chance do you think they'd have to live?
Well, they wouldn't have much of a chance at all with somebody squeezing on their head. But
I could squeeze their head so hard that their brains would pop out.
I know, but you're not going to do that.
Well, but the point is, it's like being served seafood.
Oh, will you stop it?
What?
Just stop it. It's nauseating hearing you talk this way. God.
But anyway, I just wanted to make that.
I look at those kids, and I think to myself, they could grow up to be wonderful children someday, or with a little cocktail sauce, a good snack. So I'm...
Oh.
That is nasty.
Man. Jesus.
I think of Monterey Bay when I see those kids.
Anyway,
I think
wonderful topic. Good night, guys.
Gladstones, I mean.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. God, I got to go vomit. Harvey Wireman is with us, attorney at law, with his legal expertise. We're talking about the septuplets there in Iowa. Every time I see the septuplets, I think of Gladstones. 1-800-5201-KFI, Orange County. Put them on a half shell. Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Alan LaGreen's in the KFI Traffic Center. Talk radio.
Go back to Oregon.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show. On the line, Harvey Wireman, attorney at law. We're talking really about the legal status of those seven. Do you call them people, Harvey? Are they people? What are they?
No, they're the ones that the lady gave birth to.
Yeah.
They're technically the seven things that are out there. And
all right, then the legal status is?
I don't know what the legal status is. It's up to the courts, but they're not fully developed human beings. I mean, you look at those things that she gave birth to. Do you nurture them? Do you bread them? Is it tartar sauce? Is it a school? What do you do?
What do you mean, bread them?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about they're basically, they're like fish.
Get off of that, will you? It's really upsetting me.
I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to give you an I'm trying to draw an analogy.
All right, just get off of that. Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Yeah.
Right here.
Hello.
Yes, sir?
Just Phil?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
I wanted to say that, you know, I'm listening to this caller.
Uh-huh.
Or your topic right now, and you have your guest with you, as well as you had your last topic, the guy who read.
Anyway, sir, what is your, is this a critique of the show, or do you have something you really want to talk about?
Well, two things. First of all, I think this guy's opinion is a little off base. He could be a little more sensitive in what he has to say about this.
A little off base. Why is that?
Well, he's saying they're cocktail sauce. Come on. This is somebody's kids. This is somebody's life. Let me finish what I have to say, sir. This is somebody's life. These are somebody's kids. I mean, why be so cold?
There's seven things. All right? They're premature. They barely exist as human beings. Who are you kidding?
You know, I can't hear what you're saying.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. I don't think anybody can hear the Mr. Wireman, and I don't blame you, Mr. Wireman. I don't blame the callers, but nobody can really hear what's going on. Here is Nevada on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Fine.
Okay, my daughter was 3 pounds, 10 weeks preemie, and you know what? She had five fingers on each hand. She had five toes. She had a brain. She had a backbone. She was a human being.
What do you mean a brain?
She was alive. She was breathing.
Well, so that's fine, but was she breathing on her own?
Yes, she was breathing on her own. How
premature was she?
She was 10 weeks early.
Oh, well, that's
nothing.
She
weighed 3 pounds.
That's nothing. What are you talking
pounds,
about?
Mister, if you look at it, 3 pounds, 2 pounds, they're very, very close. But you know what? They're still a human being. They're still a baby. A cocktail sauce? Excuse me, I got a bunch of chips. I mean, a trip inside my truck you can have. That's used for cocktail sauce, but not a child.
Sir, these kids, the ones that were born in Iowa, about a half a pound apiece.
2 pounds.
You can put
them in
clam chowder.
Okay. Maybe you should do it this way then. The next time your daughter has a preemie, you should tell her, oh, it's nothing. We'll just have it for supper tomorrow night.
I don't have a daughter.
Well, that's not the point.
You
look at them.
Let me ask you a question. When your daughter was born, could you honestly say that she would be better as a daughter or as potato soup stock?
My daughter is 5 years old, and you know what? She knows the difference between right and wrong. Obviously, you don't.
Now she does, but when she was born, wouldn't you have preferred...
When she was born, she had the most loving and care and affection that I've ever given a person in my life.
You're not answering my question. I'm asking, would she have made a better breaded shrimp than she does a human being?
Okay, so then when you were born, were you better off as a better shrimp or as a human being?
I was born fully developed.
It's obviously not because you could cross a child as a...
10 pounds, 2 ounces. I wasn't so mature.
You are missing a brain then, because you are not fully matured, because how can you class an infant as a... cocktail sauce. Now, come on, sir.
I wasn't some premature jab off taking up space in an incubator.
It doesn't matter. It's a human being.
Oh, I would beg to differ.
All right, well, there's an honest difference of opinion.
Absolutely.
Well, let's move on. We have a nurse on the line here, Northridge on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
I'm appalled at this man's ignorance. I thought I heard himself tout himself as a lawyer.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
I cannot believe you've obviously never seen any child in any stage of development. And even an 18-week fetus is fully recognizable as being human.
It looks like a fish.
24-week fetuses have been born living and breathing and gone on to develop fairly normal lives.
That's much.
These babies are 31 weeks gestation. They are perfectly formed, completely developed human beings. Your ignorance is absolutely appalling.
They are the size of a brook trout.
They are not. They're 2 and 3 pound babies.
That's the size of a good brook trout.
It doesn't matter. You're an absolute bonehead. bonehead. I can't believe you're an educated lawyer.
I have eaten my bigger than these things.
Oh, well, you're obviously just doing this thing.
I will say this to the lady with all due respect. I'm sure you're a very fine nurse, okay? But when you, as a nurse, see something like this born, don't you have to resist the temptation just to throw it in the garbage?
You're just so insulting. I won't even dignify that.
I'm asking you an honest question.
But these are fully developed human beings. Okay.
I've never seen a human being 2 pounds.
You've obviously never seen one, period. I don't think you've ever seen any child born of any gestation, period.
Have you ever been tempted to eat a premature baby?
Degenerated into nothing, so goodbye.
Please don't hang up. Shucks.
She hung up on you, and I don't blame her.
But with Worcestershire sauce...
Yeah, all right, okay, fine. Fine. Lady has 7 babies in Iowa. Next thing you know, we got recipes on how to bread them. Thank you, Mr. Wireman, for your opinion. It's the Phil Hendry Show, KFI Los Angeles. More stimulating talk radio.